This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yeah, star.
Yes,
Namakau star. And the reason why I'm showing you my Koki pens and two for, I think, this 10-year, because she has come in to the colors of my Koki pens. Seriously.
The outfit.
Yeah, engaged from bottom till top in colors of the rainbow. Namakau, welcome to Power 98.7. I'll tell our listeners in a second why you're here, but welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome
to Power Perspective. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I'm always grateful for the spaces that I get to be in to have meaningful conversations. So thank you.
How do you even know that this is going to be a meaningful conversation? How could you even anticipate that this could be just like, wow, that was dull, boring, and so menial, you know, like that guy. How did you get there?
I think it's because I'm a meaningful person. Like, I'm very intentional. Like, I'm not just like out here, like, you know.
If I'm not intentional, you're going to make it intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
Namakau Star, let's start with these names. Star, is that like hot sticks, you know, and you know that somebody never gave them the name at birth, hot sticks. Is Star like legit?
Star is an addition to the legit name, which is Namakau.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you just put Star there and you plucked Star there,
yes,
because like I'm a star.
It only made sense at the time when I envision myself, I'm like, it's giving light.
Yeah.
It's giving shine.
I love that when I envisaged myself. So Namakau then, I was talking just before we got onto mic, and said, this is, I've never heard it before. So yeah, you were telling me?
Yes, Namakau is Zambian, yeah. Lozi.
Yeah.
And it means to be brave. So I am of Zambian and South African heritage. Mm.
To be brave.
Yes, to be brave.
Yeah.
And my
brave output, I must tell you, brave output. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And yeah, it was given to me by my grandfather. He named me after his grandmother. So I am Namakau.
Wow. Brilliant. And I'll tell people how it's spelled. M-A-N-A-M-A-K-A-U. Star. Well, yeah. S-T-A-R. In honor of 30 years of the South African democracy, I mean, that's where we are. We've been talking to political parties. Because, of course, we have 30 years of democracy on the 27th of April this particular year in a few days. The Africa Rising Music Conference, the ARMC 2024, is going to take place from May the 27th to the 28th. And because I did my homework, it was supposed to be on the 29th. You had planned it, you had plotted it, and then the president went and nudged you out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he nudged you out. What happened when you were like, oh, we've got a thing going, we've got a gig, we're ready, and then president comes and says, the elections will be held on the 29th of May, and you were like, what?
Exactly. So at that point, the Africa Rising Music Conference group was lit. Literally, everyone was like, what are we going to do? What's the best point of action? Like, we have to consider all options. We weren't ready. It was genuinely a spanner in the works for us.
Yeah.
So it only made sense for us to nudge it up, because we obviously are in favor of everyone participating in the democracy and having the time and the space.
Linked it.
Exactly.
And it falls exactly within that particular time.
Precisely.
Yeah. You couldn't have predicted it better to choose the 29th of May.
Yeah.
But it's no longer on the 29th of May.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about the real dates. It's on the 27th and the 28th of May.
Yes.
And then falls nicely, and then we all then go to vote after we've all partied and anticipated and conferenced out at of course, Africa Rising Music Conference. How long has it been in existence for?
So it's been in existence. This should be the fourth year, but okay. COVID obviously was the year where it was thrown off.
Yeah.
But 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, we're doing it again. And it's been a long journey since the conference started. It started at a really small venue, just as an idea, where we really felt it was necessary for a space, to have a space where music industry stakeholders could come and talk about how we are advancing our industry, what challenges we're having. And it's just snowed balled into something bigger than us as a team. And yeah, it's something that we're really, really proud of. So yeah, 3-4 years in the making now. Yeah. We're in a space where we can comfortably host events and bring so many people together for the purpose of advancing our music industry.
Sure. So last year, you had it on the 23rd to the 24th of May.
Yes.
Is it sort of a May thing? Is it annually within that particular grouping of May that you had it? And you had it at what? Hallmark House?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's Africa Month in May. Yeah. So that is definitely intentional. And it's also very much in alignment with our partner festivals that we work with. So it's a whole month of celebrating Africa and music for us. So that's why we made sure that it was in the month of May.
Sure. Yeah. So let's go back to the beginning. Let's go to right at the beginning. And if, like me, and I had to just say that, a lot of people have not heard of Africa Rising Music Conference, the ARMC. Tell me what it's about. Not necessarily the previous years, whatever, but in a nutshell, the bio, the engagement, what happens at the Africa Rising Music Conference 2024?
So Africa Rising Music Conference seeks to be a space that positions South Africa, Johannesburg in particular, as a creative hub. It is also a space where different industry stakeholders, both local and international, come and engage on different challenges that they are having in their respective ecosystems. Mm. So we have industry professionals, because we also seek to be an educational space for upcoming artists, musicians, as well as music execs, to actually understand that there is a space where they are represented and these are career paths that they can actually take. And then we're also a territory-focused conference. So what that means is that we work with international mobility bodies to assist in bringing international musicians as well as music execs to come to the conference and actually understand what is happening from an African perspective. We also have an African-focused territory every year. So you'll find one international focus and African international focus. We bring a bunch of these people together to come and participate in panels, workshops, as well as performances and networking sessions. So it's essentially a community of local and international people coming together to say, hey, how do South Africans begin to explore traveling overseas as musicians and music execs? What are the points of entry? What is happening within our collection societies? How are artists being paid? How are we ensuring that there's representation in music? How are we reshaping the narrative for women in music and disenfranchised voices? So it's an whole encompassing movement of change. And this movement is not only just contributors, but also attendees who get to learn, take all this knowledge in and pay it forward by developing themselves in their respective spaces.
So top execs, executives would come and talk to the industry about the industry.
Yes.
And if I was a menial, if I was somebody small, up and coming, or just wanting to make a name and connect and network, I'd also be able to attend.
Exactly.
So it's open to the entire industry. And that industry, music.
Yes.
So all encompassing, everything that engages music.
Yes.
Is over there.
Yes. Music, creativity.
Is this a once-off? Is like, there ain't anything else like this in the country similar? Is there something similar? You don't have to, if you have a competitor, you don't. But this is pretty unique. In essence, where the music industry is concerned in this particular country, that links also with the international spaces and then has particular focuses also on, you know, a specific country and or artists in different countries. It's pretty, pretty unique. But I suppose also not unique in the sense of, you know, every industry probably has something where they all go and engage. Engineers probably have a forum,
exactly.
You know, doctors have a forum,
exactly.
Whatever. And everybody. So how many other initiatives like this are in this particular country?
I think with regards to international, local and African focuses, I think that is what makes us the conference that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very unique. I do believe that we have made so much headway in terms of having, you know, conferences, forums, industry roundtables, which is particularly good for our industry, and we will always need these spaces. But in terms of the collaborative effort and working with international, not just, and that's the thing, even on an international scale, we are working with high level and mid tier. So there are people who are also experiencing different challenges. And let's say we have artists from the diaspora who say, I actually want to reconnect with the African continent. Mm. How do I do that? And this is just a point. This is such a channel and a point of entry that's what makes ARMC what it is. And yeah, acknowledging all the contributors to, you know, the South African music ecosystem. But this is what makes us a standout, you know, conference in the country.
And every year you have a focus.
Yes.
And you have a particular focus country.
Yes.
This year it's the UK.
Yes.
I'm just showing that I've
I see
I've,
you. Yeah, did your
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. You see me. Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah. This year it's the UK.
Yes.
Last year you had three countries.
Yes.
Zambia.
So we had Zambia.
Yeah.
You had
Germany.
And
you had, is it Switzerland or Sweden?
Yes, we did have some artists and execs from Switzerland come through.
See me.
This year, and I also have to kind of just mention, it's not just the UK. We've also decided to also highlight South Africa. So,
yeah. Well, that, yes. Yeah.
I mean,
obviously,
standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it will be more in our comms, as well as how we're curating the panels, the legacy panels that we will be curating, bearing in mind it's 30 years of democracy, and that applies to music as well. So that's definitely going to be a highlight theme in our conference this year.
Mm. So earlier on this year, and I think you had a cutoff date, in February you began to look for artists.
Yes.
So you started pushing out notifications that you were looking for artists, and that closed on March the 6th.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you find your R&B, your rap, your pop, your rock, your hip hop, and your electronic genres? Did you find them all? Were they like just avalanche?
Competition is tough.
Avalanche?
It was an avalanche, and we have so much good music coming out from the alternative R&B, hip-hop, electronic scene. It's so difficult to decide, I must say. But we have found our stars, and we will be announcing the lineup at the end of this month.
Sure.
Yes.
So how let me have an understanding. I think what somebody and a lot of people have to understand, there's a difference between a conference and an event of musical nature. This is, in essence, all of it, all encompassing. It's not somebody on a stage who's going to entertain you for 3 hours and then you go home. It's not that. It's over 2 days. And so a lot of instances and times, people will engage the artists and they'll go and find Yvonne Chaka Chaka and they'll go and find Ringo and they'll go and find somebody else and somebody else and somebody else, and they'll line them up and they'll put that lineup up. You've done it differently. Is it because you're looking for new artists? Is it because you're looking for the rough diamond? Or is it because the conference, in essence, is geared towards that particular space and not so much, you know, showcasing the Ringos and the Yvonne Chaka Chakas and whatever? Or do you have a mixture of all of them? Because I can't see, you know, I can see all of the names that want to be a brand, you know, flooding you. But in other instances, if Ringo's going to be there, you have to make the phone call to him. You
true,
know?
Yeah. True. Yeah, I think it's a mix. So we have an approach of making a call to artists because we do want people to have their chance and have a platform. And obviously, provided they can also substantiate through their work. Yeah. You know, there's categories, there's also link submission. So we need to listen to your music, your bio, what you're up to, the kind of impact you're making in your space. And that is very important for the consideration as well. So it also has to do with effort and headway, because we live in a digital era where people have been able to build their own communities and do their own pop-ups and do their own like concerts. So this is just a channel for us to say, hey, here's a space to see how you can further expand what you're already doing. Maybe you can link with someone, you know, like an agent who manages to see you, and you can have a different, you can have more opportunities, right? And then we do also have the standard curator, like, this is a person we know, they've put their work in, their brand, they can pull people to come and watch the shows. And that also allows us to have a mixture in audience where people who have a solid established fan base and have done that work and they have created that brand, expose their audiences to newer music, to the music of the future, to be honest. So that's why we approach it in a way where we put a call out, but we also do standard curation that would obviously benefit attendees of the conference who want to also see the people that they're already fans of.
Sure. So over 2 days, 27, 28, what does a program look like? Because in trying to understand it in the beginning, I was a bit all over the place, and then I think I got it. Because I was looking for a venue. Where's it going to be? And then I saw, we found a venue. Newtown Precinct. That's where it is. And then I learned somewhere else that there's a few venues. Newtown is but one of the venues.
Exactly.
There's another place down the road within walking distance. There's another place over here. There's another place over there. So then I got it and I understood it. It's sort of what they do internationally. And I've done it in New York, where you're almost at a conference, but, you know, you're in this particular hall for this, but you want to catch the guy from, Capitol Records, you know, at 1 o'clock, and it's in that particular hall, or the other side of town even, and something or whatever it is. It's that particular setup, isn't it?
Yes. So it's very
Which
much...
makes it fascinating, actually.
Yeah, we've really gone bigger this year, you know, and I'm super proud of the team for making a decision that would also allow for more attendees to experience the vastness that Africa Rising Music Conference has to offer. And the program is created in a way where there's so much to do. obviously we try and strike that balance, but there's a taste for different things. People have a taste for different ideas, different panels. Some people are more interested in what's happening with women in music, and some people want to learn more about collection rights societies and what it means to start your own publishing business. Some people are very much interested in how media works within music and how to, let's say, build their own media hubs. And then you have artists who are like just trying to understand the whole business as a whole so they can set up their own labels and navigate being independent. So we've done it in such a way where there's something for creatives, there's something for execs, there's something for upcoming execs as well as high-level execs. And then to wrap it all up, we have some entertainment. We have workshops that we... All within Newtown, there's spaces. We have different venue partners. So AMP Studios, Market Theatre, Nikki's, which is a legacy venue. And this is where everything will take place. We have networking sessions where people can have speed dating with execs, booking agents, PR people.
If you had just stopped at speed dating, I would have got you. And then you said with the execs, and I was like, okay, cool. Speed dating is not part of it.
Exactly. Right. So yeah, we have DJ workshops too.
I saw that. If you're an upcoming and live artist, DJs, and all of the above as well. It's obviously not something that you can catch everything at. It's not possible.
Impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You have
because
to do your homework.
You've loaded it and you've got to choose.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So the whole program is set up in such a way where you can actually just, you have to check out the program. You have to engage with the program to say, oh, okay, cool. I'm into production, or I'm into DJing, or I want to learn how to freestyle, or I want to learn about CMOs. So it's super vast, but I do feel like there's a taste for everyone, and not everyone has the same interests. Mm. Not everyone's at the same level. So we have to make sure that we cater to different parts of the music industry and different tastes for everyone.
It makes it difficult though, right? It makes it difficult but interesting, because if I was stalking Richard Branson, Virgin Records, right? I'm going to be like, I don't know where he's going to be. Apart from maybe he's talking and, you know, he's going to be on a panel at some other place. But I don't know if he's like at, you know, some other DJ event or the other side of whatever woman in the industry is listening there, and he's got his legs up on the benches there. I've got to try to find him, like Richard Branson, where's Richard? You didn't bring Richard Branson, right?
next year
we're sending Richard Branson. Okay, so I get who's there. Musicians are there. All types of musicians are there. All genres are there. Mm-hmm. You've got execs which are there, South African execs. You've got international execs which are there. You've got legal people that are there who can talk to the legal aspects of all of these things. You've got a mixture of the old and the new. You've got a really good crop of diversity. You've got the LGBTQ community is there. You've got gender, all of it is there. And then you're selling tickets. So everybody's there, and then you want more. Who then of the tickets that you're selling, or are these the individuals that are buying the tickets that are coming? Who of the audience, if I would say, is your target market?
So for the VIP...
An audience listening now who has no relationship with anybody musically, but would be really, really interested in hearing and understanding all of this. How do they engage?
Okay, so I feel like a VIP ticket holder is someone who is really investing in their business, right?
Okay.
And this person is coming to the conference not with question marks, but with intentions.
Okay.
Right. So let's say they've been trying to contact a certain person for maybe a pitch that they have, or maybe they are trying to set up a organization and they see alignment with someone international or a mobility body internationally.
Pitch an idea to somebody international.
Exactly. So that is very much the level of person and the acumen that they must have, is that they already have done the groundwork, and accessibility is not necessarily an issue for them. Like, they actually want to gain more access in terms of connecting with actual people and seeing outcomes. Not to say that a general access ticket holder doesn't experience getting outcomes and that they're not intentional, right? We have had amazing case studies of young artists who attended ARMC and they've given us feedback on how they've managed to get on community radio, how they've managed to build a little bit of a network within the PR space, which is amazing. But then there's a different level where it's like an exec to exec, how are we working together to create real outcomes, or how am I selling you my business, or telling you about my business? I've been trying to contact you for this long and I finally get to catch you here and have a real conversation with you that will produce real outcomes. And I feel like that's the slight difference.
Okay.
Yes.
If Denzel Taylor wanted to collaborate with Ringo, and I can't find him on the phone or anywhere, like, go there, like, bump into him, is like, hey bro, collaboration's the thing, man.
And then he's like, my manager's number. And you're like, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Ringo. Yeah, my manager's number. Yeah. Yeah. The nice thing is I do have Ringo's number.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, just for accolades, Ringo phones into the show. Ringo phones into this, like, hey, my man. Hey, how's it? Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got it.
You thought you were landing here. We can land here too, you know. We can land things here as well. Okay, so that's the VIP ticket.
Yes.
Okay, so I understand. How much is that?
That is
just like hurt my feelings.
100 pass. 2 day pass is 300.
A 3 day pass. A 2 day pass.
And I think that's phase two. They're still phase three.
I saw something of 250, or was it 250?
250 per day, and then 600 for a 2 day pass. So that's phase three.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is a VIP cost? Ticket cost, 600.
Yes.
A VIP cost 600 for, that's like all of it.
Yes.
What did you call the other one?
So there was phase one, that was general access, and then you have access to the panels and some of the workshops, and then there's VIP, where you have access to the VIP networking sessions and a VIP room where you will be intermingling with high level
Branson,
yes, guests, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and the other costs, break them down for somebody who wants to go. Somebody sitting in Melville right now listening to our conversation and saying, this is really, really cool, right? But I just want to go.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
So someone in
I'm just an ordinary public person.
Okay, cool. So you, the homie in Melville, and you caught wind of ARMC after the tickets, the general access tickets were up.
Right.
Right. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Budget, good 500 Rand for a 2 day pass.
Right.
As well as breakfast at Capello's or any of the spaces in Newtown, in the Newtown precinct. So have something for food. There will be coffee and beverages served at the conference, but in terms of food, you will need to eat something, because it's a full day experience. Then you will also be able to have access to the panels, VIP networking, as well as workshops. And then obviously on our page you'll see the full program once the full program is announced. So we need your time and about 500 bucks.
Do you make money out of an event like this, or do you not make enough money? Nobody makes enough money.
Yeah.
But do you make enough generally over the other years? I mean, this year you really, really just gone over and beyond, and I think next year will even be better. But when I was on the sites, I was looking at the first day, and it said, sold out online. Sold out online. What does that mean? Does that mean all the tickets for the first day are sold, and if somebody wanted to attend on the first day, done and dusted, you can't? Is there a differentiation between sold out online and or other forms of acquiring
a ticket? So you have to purchase your ticket online.
So if sold out online, day one is sold out?
Yeah, it's sold out.
Okay.
And then
I'm so glad I know you. Right.
And okay. Then it's sad to say, like, obviously we do as an organization want to have the whole conference free.
Yeah.
But aside from partnering with brands and businesses to make this come together, we don't make a profit. Mm. And everything that we pay forward is either through collaboration. Mm. So we have a lot of speakers donating their time, brands donating, you know, equipment and facilitators to assist in making sure we give you an amazing experience. And then we also partner with organizations like hotels and they give us discounted rates for delegates. And with all of that, we still have to ensure that our team is provided for and that the artists are paid. So that is a very important objective for us, to ensure that even on the 2 days that we're employing enough people to come and be a part of the community and make sure that the conference is a amazing experience.
Mm. So here we are. Africa Rising Music Conference. How do you engage the concept of focus? Because you're focusing on a country. We've been through who you focused on last year. You're focusing this year on UK, but also on the South African aspect. What does that focus mean? How does it, what when you say, you know, yes, of course, we're engaging this, but we've chosen a particular focus, and that focus is the UK. What are you engaging in the UK? Are you engaging the music industry per se? Are you bringing artists from the UK? Are you, you know, are you bringing experts and you know, execs from the UK as to how they do it? Or what? How does the focus element work?
So the focus element is all encompassing, right? So we have a mix of artists who will come to perform, as well as creatives who want to contribute to workshops. And then we have execs who want to shed light on their respective spaces. So, yeah, our focus has also got to do with synergy or some kind of prehistoric connection or parallels that we can see between industries, and this can look like a parallel in genres or the evolution of a genre, or yeah, that's actually a main thing when it comes to focus. Like, the UK is particularly interesting because of how they approach urban music and jazz music, and that is something that we as a country have such strong roots in. And we've also seen exchanges in mainstream, like pop culture, with how South Africa's genre amapiano has been received in the UK, and they're one of the biggest consumers of South African music, right? So that is of particular interest to us, and having the right people come and talk about why this is happening, why they want to participate in our music as a genre, how can they participate in our industry outside of just consuming our music? How do we facilitate collaboration? How do we facilitate conversation? You know, we, even in organizing, we had a lot of challenges, you know, buttoning down the UK as a focus, because they have challenges with mobility too, you know, and this is interesting to us, and that's how we would button down on a focus to say, wow, what are the synergies? What are the similar challenges? What are the similar sounds that we can actually engage on to understand each other's countries and territories better and work together to kind of make change? Or, yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Let's take a break with some of the music then. Yeah.
separate the sea. I hope you know.
What is it? 16 minutes to the top of the hour. Yeah, and that's when Power Perspective will come to an end, of course. It'll be a new day and we'll be into a, yeah, still in the same month, but yeah, new day. And it'll be the 17th of April, 2024. And Namakau and Thabo and See You Later. Will have also left, and we'll be engaging in all different things. But whilst I have them here, and I hope you've been listening to this Africa Rising Music Conference, the ARMC 2024 conference that is happening. I'm just fascinated by it, totally, absolutely, and so close to the election day. I'm going to be involved in the elections. I'm going to be that, but I'm going to do this breakaway to this conference as well, and I'm going to phone and say, I'm here and I'm coming and all of that kind of stuff. But you brought people.
Yes.
Do you always bring people? Like, is it your thing? Are people your thing?
I love people. I do love bringing people together. And yeah, my team is always supporting me. So when they have time, they do come. Especially at these hours of the night, they better come.
They better come.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was reading something about female-led co-owner. How does one get to be a co-owner of something?
You believe in the project. You also sacrifice a lot of time.
Mm. And then somebody walks up and says, oh, well, look there, co-owner. Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. Becoming a co-owner has basically been a big part of what my perspective is and what I have to offer. I started out at ARMC as a communications lead and doing social media and just really weighing in on big decisions that the conference had to make, especially with regards to programming. Mm. I think me as a person, as a Black woman, and I have to be quite specific with that, I have a lot of perspective and a lot to offer. And in terms of how Africa should be represented, or South Africa should be represented in a music space, I think I have that heart to deliver.
How many other owners?
It's two of us, and the other owner is Sarah Jane.
Yeah, right.
And she works between Berlin and South Africa.
Right.
Yes. So we're business partners.
Look at you. Look at you. Okay, but Thabo.
Yes.
You didn't think you'd be like here behind a microphone tonight, right?
Oh, not at all.
You thought like, oh, I'm just going to chill on the couches, right?
Yes. Yeah. I thought I was just going to take content and call it a day.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I'm a label manager, but for ARMC, I'm the production lead. So
yeah. What is a production lead?
So more of like an artist liaison. I make sure that the artists get to the conference as well as like talk them through sound check, because I have a background in sound engineering. Mm. So like, yeah, as far as like the tech writers and all of that, pretty much the communication and make sure that they sound great for the conference.
Are you that guy who like, they late.
Exactly.
They late. The car's not here yet. Delay. Keep on speaking.
Yeah, when the performance is also taking too long, I'm just like, oh.
Wow, Thabo, you don't look like that guy, bro.
Yeah, I can be that guy.
You can be that guy.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a thing. There's a thing happening in KZN where they grab mics. Have you seen that? Those particular things, political things, they grab mics. Are you the guy? You're a mic grabber.
Yeah. that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Absolutely. KZN. See ya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, you didn't think too you would be here.
I didn't think I'd be here. I didn't think I'd be speaking. Well, I knew I'd be here, but not speaking.
But not speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, power perspective is yeah, we'll introduce you to things.
Let's go. Who knows? I might take your job one day.
You know what? You know what? You both got the voice for it. You both got the talent for it. Yeah.
Interesting. I never thought so.
No. Listen. Ask for, well, Bubsy, right? Ask for the recording. Okay. Ask for the recording. She'll lead you to the podcast, and then you listen to this. Cool. And then you're like, damn, that's
do
me.
Do I have the voice for real?
No, do I have the voice for real?
What do you guys think? Do I have the voice?
Yeah. What do you do, man?
So basically, I'm a junior label manager, and for AMC.
What is a label manager?
A label manager.
Like you stick labels on things?
No.
No. That's why. You see, you have to explain. Yeah.
So I'm under the leadership of Tavo. Yeah. So basically, we... I work for a distribution company.
Oh, he can be that guy. Oh, can he be? Can
he
that?
Is that guy.
Oh, right.
He
okay.
is that
okay.
guy.
Okay.
You know? So right. I'm under his leadership. Yeah. So we basically work within the music space as distributors for music.
Yeah.
Right. So basically all about signing clients, you know, releasing the music for them and yeah, the likes.
Mm.
That's what I do. And for AMC, I'm the PR person. So I basically do the send-outs, make sure that Namakau gets the interviews, and we rock.
Yeah. So you basically are responsible for the fact that she's here in her colorful do and to rock. And you're also responsible for the failed aspect of that I'm not invited. So if you're the guy... If you're that guy, pass one, you got a year.
Okay.
Two, you're like, ID didn't invite you, bro.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. No, pass. Let's just move on.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah. Is it busy? Like, is it like a busy gig?
It is. It is. It gets hectic a lot, but we push through. You know, at the end of the day, we want results and we make sure that we get the results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long, and I'll come back to you too, Namaka. How long, like, ahead do you more or less start? Do you find? You know, is it like 6 months, 3 months?
Well, it starts off from production first, whereby the curators talk about how do they want to program the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then once everything is done, I write the press release, do the send out. So basically for me, it takes 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically within that 4 to 6 weeks, I have to make sure I have the press release out. I have the assets together and we have a list of people we reach out to.
Are you responsible for all that stuff I was reading, like up on the website and stuff?
Yes.
Impressive, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Impressive stuff.
I haven't been in it for very long, but you know, I'm trying.
Yeah, I was looking at like the write-up about 2024. Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Everything's there, in fact.
It is.
Yeah, and updated regularly, too.
It has to be.
Also, the Twitter account?
Oh, well, the socials are handled by somebody called Reggie.
Right.
Yeah, he's the social media manager. Shout out to Reggie.
Mm.
So, yeah, he's the one who does everything social media. I just do the send-outs, make sure that PR is done. Mm. Yeah.
He makes us look good.
Yeah. I have to.
And then Reggie is like the cool, like he's the cool queer in our team, where he's like, he connects with the fans. He, you know, engages the socials. He also does the TikTok, which is quite cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen all of those. Tabu.
Yes.
So, the Sia, right.
Mm-hmm.
I have staff. Tavo can walk around like, hey, I manage people. I have staff. How long have you been doing this, bro?
Well, in terms of label management, 2 years. I joined the RMC team last year.
Right.
And yeah, very stressful. But you know, with every year, I think things get better. So like notes were taken last year. And I'm pretty confident that this year is going to be a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Namaka, how do you choose your team? I mean, like, how you know, from an executive perspective, co-owner perspective, high level, you know, look at things. Because ultimately, you're on the ground here. You were saying, you know, the other travels and is in between. But you're on the ground here, which roots you in essence with the team and people around and laptops and offices and all of those things. How do you choose a team for something like this?
I think it's a balancing act organizing Africa Rising Music Conference is really intense, and we have a very slim team in the beginning process. And deciding on team members is, I think, how you showcase, you know, your passion for events as well as your passion for people and music. Those are very key elements. And then obviously we need, for instance, I'm an ideas person, so I'm not necessarily the best at spreadsheets and organizing, but we know the best person for that job, and that's Jules. Jules is really good at project management and seeing how the pieces fit together and the finer details. So it's definitely got to do with a balancing act of how we cultivating people's strengths and leaning on their strengths to make sure that the conference happens, how we... It, conversely, with people's weaknesses, it's like, okay, cool, these are your weaknesses, but this is how we're going to build you up. This is what you're good at, and this is what you can bring to the table. And then there's some parts of AMC that, you know, require, like, a people's person, for instance. Someone who will be at the registration desk has to be a person who actually likes people, you know. So it really is a balancing act of personalities, skill sets, expertise as well. Bearing in mind that we also are a space for some people who at a grassroots level show so much potential. This is like, we throw you in the deep end and you actually grow so exponentially. I feel like that's how it was for me. And that's how I decide on who makes the team to make the vision come to life.
What is it and where do you see it? I mean, through COVID, struggled. Here we are, and it looks really impressive. I really like it. So where do you see this particular baby, this particular animal, in a few years' time, ultimately, in fact?
Yeah, I envision ARMC as, I think it's a movement and a community. And so far, it's been quite difficult trying to break down doors to have our conference be seen and known. I think I'd love to see the conference get to a place where when we set a date, everybody is just coming to the party.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
and everybody, you know, exactly. Everybody knows a year in advance that you need to be engaging in that particular thing already. You want to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. You start making phone calls.
Exactly. I mean, we are at a place where it's amazing to see the success stories from the little things and the big things, from internships and CMO bodies being set up at it because of ARMC, because of the people that have come together.
So how do you make it a calendar item? How do you get there?
We ensure that we communicate all the stuff. We have to let people know. We shout it from the rooftops. We break down doors. Yeah. We knock. We also, I think we're building a global network. So we're not only showcasing what we contribute to South Africa, but worldwide as well. For instance, we have the Africa Rising Network in Berlin, where we work with the Berlin Music Commission and Pop Culture to ensure that there's more diversity in the music space in Berlin. And the type of work we are doing is really, really bringing our ecosystems together. And yeah, we're a mouthpiece for all people in music who want to make a difference. And I feel like it has to sell itself. You know, I feel like it's a passion project to either attend or contribute to. Because yeah, I think we're really a beam of light in the music space, not just locally, but internationally. And I think that's what makes ARMC important. And that's what will make, we see the snowball effect. Every year we get better, attendance gets better, venues get better, venue partners, more people just want to tap in and be a part of the movement. And it's that snowball effect that we're looking for, and we want to keep running with it. Eventually we'll take it more to the world and bring more of the world to South Africa. And yeah, we really are that country as well, and it's not going to stop, and the revolution is starting with us. So yeah,
the revolution is starting with us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.